This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
As much as it was a tragedy for Jeffrey Holland to talk about missing his life by not being in the present, I want to tell you something that's a greater tragedy than that is to have a situation in your life where God is trying to get your attention and you miss it. And you let it go by. And in eternity you find out, God, how come you never did anything with me? Or I said, I did. Remember the crisis in 2014? I was there. Remember when you went through the valley of the shadow of death in 2005? I was there. Remember when you went through that divorce? I was there. When you went through that crisis with one of your sons or one of your daughters? I was there. And we're going to be reminded of how God was reaching into our present moment. He was trying to get our attention, just like he did a man named Jonah. And when you discover that, your life will become meaningful. I'm going to bring up one passage of scripture, maybe close with one more story. It's from the book of Lamentations. It's a book of the Bible I've never preached from. I'm not sure I can even find it if I had to right now, just like you can't find it either. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. God does not apologize for bringing grief into your life. Isn't that interesting? Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. The most spiritual moment in a man's life today or a woman's life, honestly and truly, can be to discover that God does bring grief into my life. He permits it, at least. But he's a God of compassion. And he's a God of unfailing love. Do you know anybody that you can describe and it's 100% true with them? Do you know any man or any woman that has unfailing love? No, you don't, and neither do I. Do you know anybody that's such a person of compassion, you could say they never fail with their love? Nobody can be described that way except the Lord God Almighty. God wants to get somebody's attention today. Some of you remember Corrie ten Boom in the movie The Hiding Place. There's one scene that portrays Corrie ten Boom telling the Lord she wants him to use her in whatever way he pleases, even if it means in obscurity. Soon after that commitment, she's taken prisoner by the Nazis, along with her father, from whom she is separated. Her father dies in the death camp, and she is forcibly removed from her sister, her beloved sister, Betsy. The Nazis shove Corrie into a cold, damp cell in Germany. As the scene closes in the movie, she's lying in a corner, shivering. With tear-filled eyes, she whispers to the Lord, "But God, I didn't know I would have to be alone. I didn't know I have to be alone." And some of you may have cried that to the Lord, and I want to tell you, you're not alone. You are not alone. Even when you're alone, you're not alone. Because the God of compassion, the God of unfailing love, says, even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's the promise. What's the message today? When God gets your attention, let him get your attention. And when God gets your attention, listen. Open up your heart and your spirit. And you know what? He'll walk in. He'll walk in. He really will. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you for people who responded in the first two services. Thank you for people that I know of that are planning to share some decision or prayer request today. Just bless people as they come. Bless this third service today. Lord, if people need you, that's why we're here. If people need to confess their faith in you, that's why we're here. People need to obey you in the act of baptism, picturing the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That's why we're here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.